We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Peches, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, Toshima. We are discussing the Machlokes, Rabbanon and Rav Yossi, if the Torah was given on the 7th day of Sivan or 6th day of Sivan. According to Rav Yossi, Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, and Shabbos was Zayin, and Torah was given Shabbos morning. The Rabbanon agreed that the Torah was given Shabbos morning, because the Rabbanon hold that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, and therefore Shabbos morning was Vav Sivan. And the Nafk Minu to Rabbanon and Rav Yossi is how many days of Prisha was there? According to Rav Yossi, 3 days of Prisha. According to Rabbanon, 2 days of Prisha. Zogt Gemara Toshima, I bring a ride. The Tanya of Seyd Olam. It says in the Brisa called Seyd Olam, it's Brises that talk about all the history of Klal Yisrael. So it says in Seyd Olam, Nisan Shabbo Yotzu Yisrael Mimitraim Barba Oso Shochtu Pescheim. On the 14th day of the month, they shechted the Karm Pesach, 14th day of Nisan. B'chamisha Oso Yotzu, and they went out on the 15th day of Nisan. This price says a little different. It says that day was Erev Shabbos. Until now, the Gemara was saying it was Thursday. Now it's saying the day they went out of Mitzrayim was Erev Shabbos. Now, if you figure it out, it means if Erev Shabbos we went out of Mitzrayim, that means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was also Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Erev Shabbos, 30 days later is Sunday, was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And if Sunday was Chodesh Iyar, it turns out that Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, was on Monday. So it doesn't stem with Rabbi Yossi. So tomorrow, midrash Yarcha on the Nisan Erev Shabbos, Rosh Yarcha the Iyar is Chavos Shabbos on Sunday. V'Sivan v'Trei B'Sabbos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on two, on the second day of the week, on Monday. Kashul Rabbi Yossi is a Kashul Rabbi Yossi, Omnurach Rabbi Yossi, Yomani Rabbanon Hi. Rabbi Yossi will tell you this brisa is the Rabbanon. This brisa is going according to Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold that the Rosh Chodesh Taka was on Monday, so it stims. Even though it doesn't stim all the Gemaras before, how we learned of the Rabbanon, that maybe they made an Ibra of extra day at Iyar, but here, we're saying if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Friday, so it stims like the Rabbanon. So this Brisa will be going according to the Rabbanon. And the Vachroinim, Dr. Rishash, speak out, even though the Tana of Seder Olam actually is Rav Yossi himself, but he brought down this Brisa according to the Rabbanon. So tomorrow, the Toshima, Rav Yossi, Emir, Vesheni Olam Moshe. On the second day, after they got to the Midbar Sinai, Moshe went up, V'yarad, and it came down, told Yidden what to do. V'shlishi Allah went up to Hashem, V'yarad, came down. V'dalad Yarad, he came down, V'shuvlo Allah, he didn't go up anymore after that. He stayed down with Klal Yisrael. The Gemara just interjects, V'ma'akashlo Allah, if he never went up on Wednesday, on the fourth day, Mehechan Yarad, so how did he come down? He has to go up first. Ela Revi, Olav Yarad, and after that, on Wednesday, he went up and came back down, told Klai Shaw what to do. And after that, that was Mrs. Aprisha, actually, and after that, he didn't go up anymore. Bechamishi, on the fifth day, Bonam Mizbeach, they built the Mizbeach, which is brought down in Parashas Mishpatim, talks about the Mizbeach. They built the Mizbeach, and the Bechiris did Avoida, Vikr of a carbon, they brought a carbon. On the sixth day, they had no time to do anything. So that's why on the fifth day he built the Mizbeach. On the sixth day, he had no time to go up to Har Sinai. My love, why not? Mishum Taira. Must have been on the sixth day he got the Taira. So it's a Kasha Rabbi Yossi. It's a Kasha Rabbi Yossi. So it would be a Stira in Rabbi Yossi himself. There's Rabbi Yossi himself talking. So on the sixth day, why didn't he have time? Must have been the Taira was given that day. And they were like, no. It was Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi, and it was, he had too much to do that day, and therefore, they had to prepare for Shabbos, and since they had to prepare for Shabbos, therefore, they couldn't do anything that day, couldn't go up to Shemaim that day, lohi al pnai. So, the Gemara, Darish Ahugi Lala, Allah de Rav Chista. There's a certain person from the Galil who said a drosh for Rav Chista, and drosh went like this, Brich Rachmano, Diyav, Erayin, Tlisoy, Geloibt is the Eivishta that gave the Torah. That's split up by three. Rashi learns Aron to say means because it's Torah, Nevi'im, Kesuvim, Tanakh. Other Rishonim learn that it refers to Torah Shviksav, Torah Shvapeh, and Torah Hanister. That's the Tlisoy. So Geloit is the Eibishter who gave the Aron Tlisoy, the Torah that's in three, Lam Tlisoy, the Klai Yisoy, which is who's three, Kahanim, Levi'im, Israelim, Ayidei Tlisoy, Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third child, first Miriam, then Aaron, then Moshe. B'yayim tlisoi, b'yayim tlisoi on the third day, b'yayim tlisoi, in the third month. So the third month means Zan Sivan. What does Mivya in Plisoi? It means Prisha. So that's the Darshan, that's the thing he dashed in front of Rav Chisda. All the threes. Now he's saying, but Yom Tisah, the third day of Prisha. Who's that like? It's not like the Rav Yisir. He also needs the full 3 days of Prisha, and the fourth day of Torah is given. Kaman, who is that like? That's like Rabbanon. Kaman, that's like the Rabbanon. Al-Kabanon, that's the end of here, Machlekes of Rav Yisir and the Rabbanon. Now, who do we paskin like? We paskin Rabbanon Rav Yisir. So you'll ask me, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is like this, that According to Rabbanon, there was no, you don't need six oinus for Shechva Zera to be Masriach. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you need six full oinus for the Shechva Zera to be Masriach. At least if you want one of the Yama. If you paskin, put it this way, if you paskin that you need six oinus to be Masriach, then it must be paskin Rabbi Yossi. Because it would not be enough, you need 3 days of Prisha then. And in Halacha, we paskin, Legabe Paleta Shechva Zera, that 3 days, it's still Tamei. So it sounds like we're passing Rabbi Yossi. So it seems like we're passing Rabbi Yossi holds that the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan, because we pass in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Nida, that Paletus lasts 3 days. What's the Kasha? The Magen Avraham has a Kasha that Im Kain, how can we say, we make Shavuos already on the fifth day of, the sixth day of Sivan, of Vav Sivan. So the Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Salik Dal asked that how can we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the Torah was given the next day, was given on the seventh day, not on the sixth day. If we pass the Rebbeisi, how can we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? So all the Achareinim try to answer Magen Avraham's Kasha, and there's different Terutzim, some Terutzim are that since the Hashem wanted to give a Torah on the sixth day, so Kilu gave a Torah that day, just Moshe pushed it off, and that was Torah, that was Ayidei Torah Shavah Peh, Ayidei Adrasha, but it's under Pshatim to explain that answer. Zokta Gemara Vayta. It says in the parasha by Yisroi, in the parasha of Matan Torah, it says Vayetzei Moshe Sha'om Lekras Olakim in Amachana Vayisiatzvu B'tachta Sahar. So it sounds like they were under the mountain. Under the mountain. What does that mean? Orav Dimei Achama Bar Chasa. Malami Chakofa Karis Baruch Aleim As Har Kegigas. We see from here that Karis Baruch Hu picked up the mountain like a barrel of Amalehem. If you recover the Torah, good. But if not, you're going to be buried over here. And Hashem basically looks like he forced Klai Yisrael to recover the Torah. Break the top Tosfos. What do you mean? We know he even said Nasav and Ishma. We said, what do you need? Hakigis. They said Nasav and Ishma. So Tosfos' answer is that Hashem was scared. Maybe after they see all the fire, they're going to be chayzer. Therefore, he needed this hakigis. Others answer that this was for Torah Shavah Peh. They said, not for Nishma, Torah Shavah Ksav. This was Torah Shavah Peh. And Agav, this tickle diak over here, it says, Shom Tei Kvuraschem. Just say, Poi, right here, be Kvuraschem. What's Shom? What's over there? So, the some say, a vertel, that Shom Tei Kvuraschem. If someone says, I'll do it later, that's Kvuraschem. That's going to be his downfall. You can't say later. If something comes up, a mitzvah, you do it now. Not Shom. Then it'll be Teik V'Raschem. Okay, right in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Ebishter picked up the Har Kegigas and held it over them and said, if you're Torah, good. If not, you get buried over here. Omarav Achabai Yaakov. Mekamo Yidor Rabbalai Raisa. This is a gewaldige way to get out, to get Taina. What do you mean? That never was Mekamo Torah. It was only an Oinus. So if someone does a Averichas Shom, he can always use this to get a tshuva. Because they'll say, what do you mean? I was oinus. The whole thing was oinus. But the ma'isa amarav afapikin hodu kiblu meach shveris. The ma'isa meach shveris they were mekabel it not forcefully. Bahava the chesiv, like the pasuk says, kimu v'kibla yehudim kimu mashu kiblu kvar. Meshas the nes from the hava of the nes. There was no meach shveris. They were mekabel. They were mekayim with the mekabel already. They were mekayim it bahava. They were mekabel the Torah. Says in the Pasuk that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mishmayim Mishmata Din Eretz Yirv Shokta. From Shemayim Hashem told us the dinim, and the land was scared and it got quiet. What's the, it's a steer, Yirv Shokta. Im Yirv Lama Shokta, if it's scared, why did it quiet down? Im Shokta, if it's quiet, Lama Yirv, why is it scared? What's going on there? Elevetchila Yirv, beginning the earth, the world was scared. The Saiv Shakta. And afterwards it calmed down. But Loma Yira, why is it scared? Kirish Lakish. Amar Shlakish. Maidich Chivahir Avavaika Yoim Hashishi. It says in Parshas Bereishis, "What's the hey for? Hey, Yisera, lovely. Melamech, hisna Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh Bereishis. We see from here that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a tanai, made a condition with the whole creation of earth. Vamalahem, a whole world, the creation of ma'aseh Bereishis. Vamalahem. If Yisrael mekabel Torah, at the miskayim. If Yisrael mekabel the Torah, good, you'll be mekayim. La'av and imachzer eschem l'osay v'vayu. If not, I'll return you to nothing." So they were very scared. Are they eating Mekabal Torah? Once they're Mekabal Torah, they calm down. So what does it say? Yom HaShishi, HaShishi Rashi says, is that special Shishi, the Shishi of Sivan Yom Mekabal Torah. Frank Tosis and Avedah Zara, what do you mean? Is this like Rabbanon? Because Rabbi Yossi, it's not Shishi, it's Shvi. It's the seventh day the Torah was given, not the sixth day the Torah was given. So Tosis and Avedah Zara answers, that means sixth day of the discussion of with Moshe, with Klai Yisrael, because the first day was Chulsha, the Derech, they were tired the first day they got to, like we said in Gemara before, and therefore that day wasn't counted, it's 6 days. That's one way to learn, or that Yom HaShishi, really the Torah is supposed to give on 6 days. L'maisa, Moshe added an extra day, so therefore it still says Yom HaShishi, similar to like we say, Zman Matan Torah Sen. So, Gemara Vayidarash, Rav Simayi, B'shosh, Shekdimu Yisrael Nasva Nishma, B'shas, when Klai Yisrael said Naseh before Nishma, which was a Gevaldik Zach, they didn't say, I want to hear first what we have to do. They said, right away, I'm going to do what you tell us, even before hearing exactly what it is. So that was a Gevaldik thing. So both Shishim, Rivush, and Malkei Yisrael, 600,000 Malkei Yisrael came, L'chol Echav, Echav Yisrael, Koshu Loi Shnei Kesarim. For every person of Klai Yisrael, 600,000 Malachim came and tied on their heads two Kesarim, two crowns. Like Tosfos says, it was Kesarim Shel Hoid. It was like a shine. Wasn't like a physical crowns. Kosh lo shnei kesarim. Echa k'negan naseh, echa k'negan nishma. One was k'negan naseh, one was k'negan nishma. V'kibin shechatu Yisrael, and the Eden did the Egel, yardu meyev esrim ribu malachi chabala. 1.2 million malachi chabala came down, and Pirkum took it off. And why do you need more? So Tais is saying, if I get, you see him here, that the G'dayla mida taiva from midas pranius, because it's a G'dayla that the malach taiv could do two kesarim, but malach chabala only could take off one. Shadam, it says in the pasuk, "Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyo b'har chayrev." It says that they, after the eagle, they lost their crowns from har chayrev. So after the eagle, they lost the crowns they got in har chayrev. Like the Gemara Darshan, Zomer of Chan Bar Chanina, b'chayrev tanu b'chayrev parku. They got it in chayrev and they lost it in chayrev. All from the same pasuk we learned it. They got it because of the schus of Matan Torah. They lost it, but because of the eagle. And that's from the same pasuk. Tanu kedamaron. From the pasuk that says, Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael, that they as edyo mahar chayrev, that they got from har chayrev. And parku d'chsiv, Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael, mahar chayrev. They lost it. They were in har chayrev and they lost it. And from now on, they didn't have it anymore. Yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael, mahar chayrev, and on, they didn't have it anymore. They lost their crowns. Who got it? Moshe Rabbeinu got it. Moshe Rabbeinu got the crowns. Like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh learns that just like when someone, the mitzvah goes to, if the Rishon do Averis, their mitzvahs go to the Tzadikim. So Moshe got the mitzvahs, Kilo. Moshe got the Karan Arpanov. The Aruch Chaim actually says that every Shabbos we get back those crowns. And Moshe is left only with his own chelik. That's why it says, Yismach Moshe matnas chelkoi. He always left with his own crown. But on Shabbos, we all get those crowns. Moshe took it all. The Samach, the Pasuk says, right after, Vayisnatzlu es edyam har chayrev, it says, Moshe yikach es oil. It says, Moshe yikach es oil. So we're dashing, if you want Pshat Rashi, Moshe yikach means that he took what they lost. It's one Pasuk after another. The Rashi's in our Pshat, the oil is a lotion of shine, of like Biloy Neiroi, a lotion of fire. He took that R. Amr Shlokish. So Moshe got all that R. Amr Shlokish. One day, Karas Baruch Hu is going to return it to us. Shanema, it says in the Pasuk of Duya Hashem, Yeshuvu Nevoitzi, Rina Simchas Oilam Al Raisham, we darshin. This posting after we are redeemed for Simchas Olam Ha'Reishim, we'll have a Simcha Olam on our head, and Yidashim Simcha Shema Olam Ha'Reishim, the Simcha that was always on our head, the Simcha that was on our head, we're going to get that back. When the Klai Yisrael said Nasa for Nishma Yatsabas Kavam Lamigila Lebanei Razeh, who revealed the secret to my children? talk like that. The chesiv, Baruch Hashem, Malachav, Gibari Kayach, Oisa Devarai, the Malachim of Hashem, they do Oisa Devarai, they first do it, Lashmaya Bekal Devarai, then they listen. Because if you do something by Hava, you say, Rabbi, yeah, I'm doing it. And then you find, they don't see if it's good for me or not. But Reisha, Oisa Vahad, Lashmaya, Amar, Vakam, Rachanina, my the chesiv is in the Pasuk, Tapuach, Ba'at Seyar, Lomanish, Yishol, Tapuach, why is Klai Yishol compared to an apple? This apple tree, the fruit come before the leaves. Taisus speaks about it, if that's the Matzias, says the Kuri is not the Matzias, maybe talking about Esrik. Apkishol, Dimon, Nasa, Nishma. Yisrael also said Nasa for Nishma, like the Paris is the mitzvah. They said Nasa, the mitzvah for Nishma, before they heard it, for the leaves. So he saw certain stukas. He saw Rava. He was but Ma'ayim very stuck in his learning. The Yosvat Svasa, the day he was sitting on his fingers to say Kara under his feet, and he was crushing it. And blood was coming out. He was so engrossed in his learning, he didn't realize that his hands were bleeding. Omalei, I'm a paziza. Your nation is impulsive. The kamisu of maichu l'naichu. You say things before you even hear things. He said nasa for nishma. Akati b'chuzaisu kamaisu. You're still impulsive. You look at you. You're learning, and you're bleeding from your fingers. Bereisha b'aloch l'shma. First listen, and then imatisa kavlisu. If you can kabel good, loy loy kavlisu. Amalei. So Rav answered, no. Anan the sagina meshlei Musa, we who go betmimus with Hashem. You know what it says by us? It says in the pasuk siv bon tumas yisharim tamchen. Hashem will give us what we need for with a tamim, the tumas, the people who are tamim yisharim tamchen, people who walk straight with Hashem. Hashem will take them to the right place. Hanachisha says this sagan about Lusa, those people like you, the tzdukim, who are looking to complain to Hashem. Ksivu v'selef. Their crookedness will take their lives away.